You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, all the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, Kelsey, if you got Jeff on the line, go ahead and write him down that he's there so I know he's there. Oh, I see you wrote on the line. Is that what that means? Kelsey, you can grab the microphone and actually talk to me. That'd be good. Kelsey.
Yes, Jeff is on the line.
Okay, thank you very much for that. All right. Yeah, me and you, bud. All right, so, hey, by the way, I am glad to welcome on my friend Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 down in the nether regions of our state. He is also the political editor at 1819 News. I was on his show yesterday. We were talking about the fact that the Alabama Medical Marijuana or Medical Cannabis Commission has just, you know, come out and said, hey, it might take another year or more. Well, you know, Jeff and I had a conversation about this is all the big government that we said it was going to be plus marijuana. So let me go without any further ado and just welcome back my friend Jeff Poore. Jeff Rowe, how you doing today, bud?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on, Phil.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. So you wrote this piece in 1819, quoting Director John McMillan at the Medical Cannabis Commission. It looks like big government is the order of the day on this thing, right?
Yeah, and you were in on this early, and you were warning. It wasn't necessarily about the ethics of medical cannabis or whether or not this is the gateway to recreational drug use or whatever it was. It was, well, you know, to administer this, what is the state of Alabama got to do? And they create this massive bureaucracy. It's like you have to have a license to get a license kind of system. It was you said on my show that the self-licking ice cream cone, if you will. And I think the one takeaway here is it may not be until 2024 before products are available for a law that was passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Riley in 2021. Why is this taking so long? And it is the government that is, you know, having to dot all the I's, cross all the T's, jump through all the hoops, and do what you got to do to get the government through the red tape to get there. And that tells you what you need to know about this issue.
Yeah, man. I mean, so like when we were talking about it the other day on the show, I was reminded, I wrote a piece on this and I went back and pulled it in 2019. Yeah, in December 2019, I called it the Medical Marijuana Bill Looks More Like a Trojan Horse. And it was. It was a Trojan horse for a lot of things, big government being one of them. I'm not a fan of medical marijuana, period. But I said, I think on your show too, that if this had been the aspirin bill, it would have still been everything that Republicans say they don't stand for. It was things like it raised tax rates at unheard of levels. It grew government. It violated civil liberties by allowing the new investigative arm of the Cannabis Commission to search and seize your stuff without a warrant. I mean, we don't even tax prescriptions in this state at all. And yet they're going to tax this so-called prescription at 9 cents on the dollar when the state sales tax rate is usually 4 cents. So it just, the whole thing is a money grab big government.
Well, I'll tell you something else that bothers me about it a lot. It's the same thing we talked about with gambling in Alabama. The other, where the state is picking the winners and losers. That is not a free market. That is so heavily regulated. They get to pick five people, five growers or whatever it is. And they, I mean, like, you know, imagine whose ring you have to kiss. Who you need to be in good favor with to get one of those licenses. I mean, it just reeks of a system that is vulnerable to corruption.
It does. And, you know, at one point, you and I were talking about this yesterday. At one point, the ABC board in Alabama floated the idea that they would take over the idea of regulating and selling them. Can you imagine the one-stop shop of you pull up at the state store and you buy, you know, you buy your Jim Beam and, oh, by the way, a bag of weed, and then walk out the door with both. That would, and state employees serving you. That would have been a hoot.
Right. They get all the state benefits and the retirement and everything. So on top of the, you know, it comes at a great cost to the state rather than trying to figure out how to do it through the private sector. But, I mean, we know what the ABC board, it's this kind of corrupt entity, and you look at who holds the leases in the state, and what maybe you wouldn't have it all in the same, under the same roof. You would have right next door to the ABC store, you would have the ABC medical marijuana dispensary. But yeah, that's sort of the idea. It would turn into, in a hurry, I think, the ABC board, but for medical cannabis.
Well, so right now, according to the article you wrote, we've got everybody in the world's got their fingers in this pie. The Board of Medical Examiners, the Alabama Medical Association, the Department of Revenue, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the Department of Ag and Industries. I mean, it's like, is there a part of, I mean, what part of, maybe the education system is not involved. It's about all I can think of right now.
Yeah, so we wouldn't have public school teachers talking or playing some role in this. But no, ALEA, the revenue, all of these agencies, the alphabet soup of state government has got their finger in this pie, right? So that ought to be a red flag for anyone.
Well, it should be. And there was a follow-up story. So you did your story on July 18th, same day Brandon Mosley over there at 1819 did one too, saying that stakeholders have some concerns about the new rules being promulgated. So here is McMillan, the head of the Medical Cannabis Commission, saying, you know, it might take us a while longer. It might take like late 2023. Okay. Not that I'm looking for it to be, you know, served up anytime soon, but nonetheless, 2023. Well, apparently all the growers are getting a little irritated with how long this is taking, and they got their own issues with the level of bureaucracy.
Right, and it just takes – it's like I said, you got to have a license to get a license, and there's all of these challenges. And I think this, Senator, that they're really letting the ag community kind of dictate a lot of that. And we know big alpha, big farm is what it is in this state. But I think that has something to do with it too, and that is part of why this is such a slow process.
Well, so let me ask you this, man. Aside from all the things that bill did, one of the things it required is a certification of certain physicians to be able to prescribe it. Even though pharmacists can't dispense it, they have to go to a pharmacy, to a dispensary as opposed to a pharmacy. I saw a story, I don't know if you've seen this or not, it came out in late June, that apparently in Washington, D.C., they've decided just to bypass the whole idea of medical certification. They're allowing people to self-certify the need in order to get it, which basically creates recreational marijuana without calling it recreational marijuana. What do you think is the future of Alabama's medical marijuana, quote unquote?
I don't think it'll be that easy in the state because there's too many winners and losers and there's too many stakes, right? The stakes are too high, I should say. Everybody's got a way to make money off of it, I suppose. So I don't think it'll, whatever you think of marijuana and its efficacy as a as medicine, if you will, that we won't get there as long as the government has the opportunity to tax it and you have people that are making money off of it. I think that might even be a step in the right direction in some ways compared to this system we have in place right now.
Yeah, and the interesting thing though too is it was a rush to get this bill. I say a rush. I mean, I know they took 2 years to get it passed, but still, for a red state to pass this in 2 years is actually I've seen better legislation take longer. But they got it passed because it was so important, and now they're taking years to even get it implemented. That to me I find to be almost ironic.
Well, that and we didn't have these discussions about how this would be implemented. We got caught up in the whole idea of, will this lead to recreational marijuana? Is this really medicine? Who is this really helping? And we got sidetracked, and those are all important discussions. But I think while we were having that fight, while Larry Stutz and Tim Nelson were having that fight, the people that were thinking, hey, we're going to create a system that's so difficult to maneuver that you won't have people from out of state or anywhere else. It's going to be people that know how to work the levers of power in Alabama, and they design that system kind of as a part of this while the distraction, we're all distracted by the whole moral argument of medical marijuana.
Yeah, it you're right. The moral argument, that's one of the reasons why when the Policy Institute, when we went at this thing, we knew that they would, if we went at the moral argument only, It would all be about, oh, you're just coming at us with your highbrow ideas about what's moral. So we went at it with, okay, Republicans, you say you stand for certain things. Tell me why you're doing it this way then. If you think it's that great, just freaking legalize it and stop wasting our time. But no, they had to build government. They had to create bureaucracy. They had to hire investigators to do crazy things. And they had to raise taxes. And all the things they say they don't stand for got tucked into that bill. And they, oh, by the way, they created monopolies. So it's just an amazing piece of legislation. Created,
yeah. It's just abandoned the principles of free markets. And then at the end of the day, what's kind of obscene about it, Senator, they're bragging about the tax money they're making off of it. And I mean, why conservatives are thrilled about more tax money? Like, the state doesn't have enough money right now. But I find that to be, you know, whenever you hear Republicans touting the virtues of increased tax revenue, that rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, and it goes back to that old thing that I've been saying for a while now. There's a big difference between being conservative and being Republican. Just not always the same thing. All right, my brother. Hey, I appreciate you as always. FM Talk 106.5 and also on 1819 News. Jeff Poorer, thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right. All right, Kelsey, move us to a break, man. I'm going to come back and talk through this some more because you guys may have picked up snippets of what I've been saying about this legislation. No, I am not a fan of medical marijuana, and I'll tell you more about that when we get back. But I'll also tell you what's in that bill that perhaps you did not know because they didn't want to talk about it when they got it passed. And the fact that they got it passed, that alone tells you about some of who we got down in Montgomery right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.